Welcome. Thank you for joining us here at ICGC Kairos Temple Podcast. Pastor Prince Nyako is the head pastor of ICGC Kairos Temple, serving under the leadership of Dr. Mensah Otabo. Pastor Prince is a dynamic preacher of God's unadulterated word, characterized with a strong prophetic insight and prayer ministry. He is a strong advocate for discipline and order in the body of Christ, with messages centered on fasting, holiness, prayer, and integrity. And now, to today's message.
I'm building up or wrapping up on what I began last week. I want to end it well so that we can have a full meal, both in the first, the word in past service, and the spirit to spirit service. I want you to close your eyes and lift your right hand and speak to God. If you speak in tongues, just speak in tongues. If you don't, just thank God for the word that is coming, that the word comes to reform, to transform, and prepare us in the path that God has ordained for us. Father, we have come before you. Reba kashadabaha, radelebeha kasodebaha kata, melonde vande kasadia kata, rokotova maike televe karadas, maron shadamaha katene mahadea. La banana na hasha kano she grendehe. Leba kata la maro shende kabaya. Let the spirit move in this place this morning. Let your word receive power. Let your word receive the spirit of the Lord. And let it have a full course in our lives this morning. We pray and saturate this atmosphere with your power and your grace. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise. And we give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Say to yourself, I'm blessed and I'm highly favored. Say, I'm blessed and I will live long. Say, I'm blessed and I'll be a blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning, I'm doing the portrait on the godliness. The subject of this morning is the blessing of godliness. The blessing of godliness is the year of God, and we have to start with a godliness mindset. And I have done two of it, and today we are dealing with what happens to you if you walk in godliness. In the spirit-to-spirit service last week, I defined what godliness was. And I said that godliness is a personal devotion to stick to the word of the Lord. It's a personal devotion to live a holy life. And it's a personal devotion to live acceptable lifestyles before the Lord. That is godliness. And this godliness is not to earn righteousness. This godliness is birthed out of our righteousness in Christ Jesus. You cannot live a kind of godliness and think that you are using it to become righteous. You live a godly life because you are righteous. Are you here with me? So living a godly life will not make you righteous, but living a godly life proves that you are righteous. Are you following me? It's like, how should I say it? Until you're a woman, you cannot get pregnant. Until you're a fish, you cannot give birth to a fish. So until you are righteous, you cannot live a godly life. God is the one that empowers us to live a godly life. So you are not, the subject matter is not this generation. When you teach about godliness, they say you are talking about works. But works is part of a godly life. We are called unto greater works. Our works brings forth the glory of the Lord before men. So we must not be a generation that believes in righteousness and say, as for the works, it doesn't matter. But you see, your works proves that you are a child of God. The works your life produces proves that you are a child of God. We're going to look at it in the various scriptures I'm going to give to us. Let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 8. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. If you are a righteous man, you must live a godly life. He said, for bodily exercise profited little, but righteous or godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that is now and of that which is to come. Give me the NLT version. I love playing with versions. He said, physical training is good. So learn how to exercise. Some of us go through a month, a week, no exercise. And all that we do is eating. We think that, oh, getting up and going to work is exercise. No. Exercise is when you set a time apart to engage all your body parts. So going to work and that is not an exercise. Physical exercise is good. Tell somebody, learn to exercise. No, exercise is painful. When you are stretching at a certain point, you want to stop. But the Bible is saying that it's good. But training for godliness is much better, promising benefits in this life and in the life to come. So there are blessings that follow us when we walk in godliness. You engage the blessings of God when you dedicate yourself to live a righteous life. Righteousness is not a certificate for us to continue in our worldliness. When a man steps into a righteous covenant with God, he is not called to live a worldly life. He is called to live a godly life. So when you live a godly life, you will have some blessings. But the thing is that a godly life comes with a lot of persecutions. A godly life comes with a lot of restraints. A godly life comes with a lot of discipline. Because when you become righteous, become a child of God, you are living your life to please God. Hello, are you here? So taking the cross means that living a life that suits the image, the honor of the God you have committed your life to. And that is why many of us don't want to hear such, but today God is making you hear such message. Because your ear must be set on the right path. Let's look at Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 to 8. Before we step into the blessings. He said, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. The kingdom of God is a kingdom of cause and effect. Say cause and effect. Oh, say cause and effect. So, a cause and effect. This mic stand is standing without any external pressure. When I apply force, it changes position. This is what we call cause and effect. He said, don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. As a Christian, don't be deceived. Every action is a seed. Every word is a seed. Every thought is a seed. Whatever we do is a seed. Coming to church is a seed. Prayer is a seed. Giving is a seed. Hard work is a seed. Applying wisdom is a seed. Applying restraint is a seed. Do not be deceived, because when you become a Christian, it's as if you are free to do anything. Don't be deceived. The freedom is not that kind of freedom you are thinking. He said, don't be deceived. If the Bible used the word don't be deceived, it means that you can be deceived. You can be deceived no matter who you are. He said, don't be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So the subject of godliness is not out of place. Paul was speaking to the church in Galatia. It was not a crusade. He wrote a letter. He was in prison or house arrest and wrote this sermon to the church in Galatia. That don't be deceived. The fact that I, Paul, preach to you the gospel of grace. I, Paul, preach to you the gospel of Jesus taking the place where you should be killed. I, Paul, preach to you the forgiveness of sin. Don't be deceived. Because he heard that some of them said, hooray, if you said Jesus has paid all my price, all the sins for my, all the price for all my sins, then I'm free to do anything in his name. So when he heard it, he realized that the people did not actually hear the gospel well. And he wrote to them and said, do not be deceived. Whatsoever a man doeth or soweth or planted, the same thing you are planting, you will reap in a harvest. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19. The cause and effect syndrome of the word of the Lord. God is a God that responds to our actions. He said, call unto me, Jeremiah 33:3. Call unto me and I will answer. The answer will not come until the call comes. Now here too, he's saying that if you are willing and obedient, you will eat. You shall eat the good of the land. There is good in the land. There is good in your 2024. You will only eat if you are willing and obedient. Somebody say cause and effect. And this year, may you cause many good things in your life. May you engineer many good things in your life. Everything you do has a replication. He said, if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. Luke chapter 6, verse 38. Give, and it shall be given. It shall never be given until you give. So don't live your Christian life sleeping and waking. Say, give, and it shall be given unto you. The principle is that there is more blessing in giving than receiving. That is the cause and effect. When the Bible said that there is more blessing in giving than receiving, it means that the more you are giving, the more you are planting. And when you plant one seed of beans, I told you, I did farming small. I planted beans. And I planted them one by one. When I planted one, is it grain of beans? Is it a grain of beans or what? A seed of beans. I'm sure there's a word for it. Seed there is general, there should be. So let's say one seed of beans. When I planted, I didn't get one seed of beans. I got a sheaf. Let's say one plant gave me more. And in the sheaf, you can get 12, 8, depending on what happened. So whatever you do, you get more. So sow good seeds so that you can get more. Remember the first Sunday service message. If you have forgotten, go on the page and listen to it again. Sow good seeds so that you can reap more, because whatsoever a man soweth, may you sow good seeds this year. I said, may you sow good seeds this year in the name of Jesus. Last but not the least scripture, Psalm 1, verse 1 to 3. So blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Happy is the man. Give me a TLB version. Let's look at it softly. Then I'll start go. Oh, joys are those who do not follow evil men's advice. Simple. So if you follow evil men's advice, you'll be sad. It will be terrible for you. Cause and effect. Say cause and effect. Say cause and effect. Oh, the joys of those who do not follow evil men's advice, who do not hang around with sinners. If you hang around with sinners, you will not have this joy the Bible is talking about. He said, scoffing at the things of God. People who mock at the things of God. What type of Christianity is this? Are you the only person to go to heaven? Me, I don't do my Christianity like that. I'm a polished modernist. I don't know what kind of prayer is that. Why are you shouting? Is God deaf? This church people. If you laugh at the things of God, you will not be happy. Let's go to the next verse. Okay, he said, but they delight in doing everything God wants them to do. Somebody say godliness. Remember the definition of godliness. That is it. They delight in doing everything God wants them to do, and day and night are always meditating on his laws and thinking about ways to follow him more closely. Verse 3. He said, they are like trees along a riverbank bearing luscious. I pray that you will bear very luscious fruit this year. In the mighty name of Jesus. May you be planted by the rivers of living waters. May you be planted by rivers that will cause your life to yield this year. One of the painful things is to invest in a venture and fail. Yesterday we saw the people who lost their seats in the MPP primaries. And you see their faces, you see that no, they have invested and they lost. It's not good to lose. I pray that this year you will not lose any battle. I bless you with the spirit of winning. You will end this year with many crowns and thrones in Jesus' name. Amen. Give the Lord a clap offering, someone. The first blessing of godliness, number one, is that when you live a godly life, when you live a life that people can smell God from it, you secure divine favor on your life. It's good to pray for favor. But when you live a godly life, divine favor naturally flows out of your life. Psalm 5 verse 12. Psalm number 5 verse 12. He said, for thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. That word, the righteous, is godly. For thou, O Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. Will thou compass him as with a shield. When you live a godly life, your surrounding is filled with favor. May the Lord favor you this year. May your business be favored this year. May your career be favored this year. May your marriage receive divine favor. When you walk in godliness, you will have favor. Psalm 84 verse 11. Godliness provokes favor on your life. He said, for the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will be withheld from them that walk uprightly. The word grace there is favor. When you walk with God in godliness, it yields a life of divine favor. Many of us, if I should ask you for 7 prayer or 3 prayer topics, you will say, God, I want God's favor. I'm showing you. You see, don't be deceived. Don't let people deceive you. This is the true gospel. When you live a godly life, your life is not light, it's heavy. It's heavy with God because God is not a light person. So when you live with him, he robs himself. You can be a Christian and not have the smell of God on you. You can be a Christian and be praying for favor like God has deserted. When you begin to pray for favor, as if God does not know you, it means that you are not in the life of godliness. Godliness, literally, I told you, cause and effect. When you live a godly life, God is always, you always have God's attention. And one of the things that comes with God's attention is that he will favor you. May you not labor in vain this year. May every labor of yours in the Lord yield a favor on your life. Revelation chapter 2 verse 6. I feel the presence of God. He said, but this thou hast, that thou hated the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. So God hates these Nicolaitans. I don't have time. I don't want to go to. They were teaching false doctrines. And they were leading people into immorality and sexual perversion. And they were amongst the Jewish religious culture. And they sneaked into the church. But the people hated them. They hated such teachings. But our generation, I think we like it. But God says that Jesus is speaking. He said, I hate them. There are people that God hates. And this hate is a serious one. It's a hate unto condemnation. Oh, God loves everybody. You have to get the teaching well. And this is the voice of Jesus, not Paul, not Peter, not Thomas. This is Jesus speaking to the church. He said, you hate immorality. You hate the people who are pushing a certain agenda. I also hate them. If you want God's favor, you have to believe him for grace to walk in godliness this year in the name of Jesus. May this theme not just become a cliche in your mouth. My God dear, my God dear. It must reflect by the end of December. You must see that the God here has really impacted your life. Number two, godliness secures divine health. When you walk in godliness, you secure your health. Because the word of the Lord is medicine to our body. Godliness secures divine health. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 to 22. Labakashatakabaya. He said, my son, attend to my words and incline thy ears unto my sayings. He continues, said, let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. Leave it out. He said, for they are life unto those that find them. The word of the Lord, when you devote yourself in honoring the word in your life, that is godliness. And it becomes life to your body. The word of the Lord is life. It's not just letters. It's life. He said, to them that find it, and health to all their what? To all their what? Yes, it doesn't make sense, but that is it. It is what it is. When you stay with the word, when you study the word, when you obey the word, and you believe the word and practice the word, what is happening is that you are giving your flesh health. Many are sick in the church. Many are sick in the kingdom because we have deserted the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord is Jesus himself. The more you walk with the word, the more you obey the word, the more your flesh receives health. Receive health this year. Be strong this year. Your amen is not strong. Be strong this year. That is, get addicted to the word of the Lord. In study, in prayer, in practice, make a conscious and a deliberate attempt to believe the word for yourself. When you live godliness, when you live a life of godliness, you receive divine health. Exodus 15, 26. Exodus 15, 26. I've seen people walking in health. Your liver is going to be strong again. Your kidneys are going to be strong again. Your eyes are going to be strong again. Your brain is going to be strong again. Your BP will normalize in the name of Jesus. He said, and said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandment, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. The word of the Lord gives health. If your health is failing, I commend you to the word of the Lord. Take in excess dose of the word and see how your health begins to rejuvenate. Speak the word to your health. Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your kidneys. Speak the word to the from the crown of your head to the soul. Walk in the word. Let the word become real. Pray the word. Whilst you are studying the word, it may not even be about healing, but as you are studying the word and God is speaking to you in the word, you pray it into your health. Now, let me give you an example. You see this table? Do you see anything about wood about it? What you see is a spray. You see designs on it. But what made it a table? The wood. Should I explain it again? Let me give you another example. You see this stage? Do you see anything about cement and iron rods about it? You just see the carpet. But what made it an altar or a stage? Cement, iron rods, stones, sand. But you are seeing carpet. And this is this generation. We want the carpet. So we go for the carpet. They shape it like this. You just stand on it and then you are down. It is the word that builds you. So go for the word. Go for the word. Forget about the flashy things. They don't mean anything until the word is in place. Give the Lord a very good clap offering. Number three, godliness provokes mighty breakthroughs. Mighty breakthroughs. When you live a godly life, you position yourself for mighty breakthroughs. If somebody contracts you to do something for him, do it as a righteous man. Are you hearing me, business guys and business ladies? Do it as a righteous lady. Let the people, let the world know the difference between unrighteous businessmen and righteous businessmen. Let us not copy the unrighteous behavior of contractors of the world. Yes, there is going to be inflation and some things. Yeah, you know what is an ideal markup value. You know. But sometimes greed can enter into business people. Okay, I say, supply me speaker and I'll pay you. But you know, because it's a company or a church, the process of signing the check may take about a month. So the speaker is 5,000 Ghana cedi. So if you make a marker of, let's say, 6,000 or 5,000, it's okay. Depending on the quantities we are asking for. Then you allow the spirit of greed. A Christian. That is why people don't have a lot of contracts. Greed. Then they say, oh, that thing is 9,005. I don't cry out my idea. Because they're 12,000. You know you are dealing with a righteous man, but you'll be shocked. And then they'll be forced and give the contract to someone who is not a righteous person, but is being honest. Do business with a Christian mind. You will never lose. Maybe momentarily you think that you have lost. But one recommendation, somebody will see it and say, ah, who got you this? Depending on how the person felt with you. I mean, somebody called me and wanted something to be done for him. And he knows that I know someone who can do it. When he asked me, I said, I know someone, but don't engage him based on me. Assess him yourself. If you are convinced, engage him. But don't just engage him because I gave him to you. I have no credibility. I have no endorsement on his work. He has worked for me, yes. But if you are going to use him, assess him. If you like him, you continue. But don't engage him. Why? Why am I saying that? Because I didn't see a righteous act in his works. One recommendation can change everything. When we have a program, the refreshment we give to the pastors is from a particular lady. She treats us well and gives us quality pastry setup. So when the pastors come, they like it. So who did it? I said, oh, that's the number. Take it. And anything, just engage him for anything. I can vouch for it. Do business with a righteous mind. It will help you. Narrow is the way that leads to life. It's like you cannot have too many things in that way. But at the end thereof, you will have so much life that those who use the broader way will never have. You will have enough breakthroughs this year if you dedicate yourself to a godly life. I thought you are saying amen. Genesis 41, 38 to 44. This kind of messages, you won't get it these days. But as a pastor, you must preach what God has laid on your heart. Last week, you didn't give me enough offerings, but I was still preaching. A pastor said, you are still preaching this godliness thing. You get offering. I said, we will wait and see. If you don't get offering and you get God, you will get everything. Yes. So live your life. We are making selections and you are there. You'll be there and be following these messages. It will not help you. They are lying. At the end of the day, you'll be 10 times better than them. Yeah. He said, and Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such a man as this is? Talking about Joseph. He stood out. A man in whom the spirit of God is. May God help you. May you walk with God, that when people want to consult God and they want to have a human connection, they will walk to you and say, my sister, I want you to counsel me on this. Because in every life there are counselors. We all need counselors. If you are here and nobody speaks to you, nobody is there to speak life and speak directions in your life, you may not fulfill all your potential. But it takes men like Joseph who walk with God, that they find the spirit of God. An unbeliever is saying that, can we find a man? The unbelievers know who God is. If you don't know, Obia and Tre Akola, every ungodly man knows God. He has a picture of God. And Pharaoh said unto, just even those who pour their libation, they know God. That is why they have different types of name for God. Atananumo, Obatampa, Utunfuo. What again? Opambo. Those are titles of God. Opambo, he sold stones. The impossibility. But we Christians put it on us so that people will know the names of God. So you see that the Bible, like Joseph has a meaning, Elijah has a meaning, Elisha has a meaning. So it's not wrong to take those names and put it on your child. Don't be too religious. Tell someone, don't be too religious. I should name my child Okatechie. That is the title of God. Is God your enemy? God is your father. He said, I'll put my name on you. Amen. That's another teaching. Let me just concentrate. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise. May we have Christians who are discreet and wise. May you become a discreet and wise Christian. Your amen is not strong. There are so many Christians who are not discreet and wise. They walk with people and they destroy friendship. They walk with people and they damage people's life. Even you cannot even trust your marriage with your friends again. Because your enemy can be so close to your husband or your wife and you will never know. Are you here? We must be Christians who are discreet. You must know what to say and what not to say. If you are a friend, maybe bless, you and I are friends and we are not working again for some reason. It happens. Paul and Barnabas, they stopped working because there was a sharp disagreement over John Mark. One says this, one says that. They were not fighting, but they could not agree. They parted ways. You never heard Barnabas speaking evil about Paul. But this is a generation. I'm working with Bless. We are not talking again, or we are not doing things together, but we are not fighting. Then Bless goes speaking ill about me, and I go speaking. This Joseph was a discreet and wise person. That was why his breakthrough came. May you become a discreet and wise person. Yeah. His elevation came because the king said, we can't find, there is none as wise. May that be your testimony this year. Yeah. May people say that, Charlie, this guy is a wise and discreet guy. We can trust him with this. Verse 40 said, thou shalt be over my house. This is promotion. What you are praying for. This is promotion. And when you check the life of Joseph, there was one thing that characterized his life. God was with him. God was with him. God was from prison, from pit to prison, to trials, back to prison, whatever. God was with him. God, may you be a godly person this year. May God be associated with your life. He got the breakthrough. He became boss over Pharaoh. Yeah, he ruled the nation and Pharaoh was not doing anything. Breakthrough. Is that not a breakthrough? Is that not what we are praying for? I'm showing you a sure way. And that sure way is godliness. May God find your home a godly place. May God find your phone a godly place. May God find your ears a godly place. May God find your mouth a godly place. May God find your heart a godly place. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, if you can hide the word of the Lord in your heart, it means you can hide the word of the Lord in your ears. Are you here? If you can hide the word of the Lord in your heart, it means you can hide the word of the Lord on your tongue. And may it be your story. I see your breakthrough this year. Yeah. You can hear that. I see you breaking through. I see a miracle coming your way. How will you get to the miracle? That's what I'm showing you. When you live a godly life, your prayer life is even enjoyable because all your prayers will be answered. Your life will be beautiful. Don't live your life under stress. When you put your, in the second service, I'm going to teach on the cost of ungodliness. Here, I'm teaching on the blessing of godliness. You can live a life and you will always sit under tongues. You always sit on tongues to the day you die. Because you know that the day something explodes, there's going to be a mess. Yeah. Don't live your life so like, No. You see, he that the Son sets free is free indeed. You must live a life that is healthy. You don't need to look back. This man was promoted like he's going to rule the whole nation. You don't promote people like that. It's a man who is wise, discreet, who has handled himself well, who was falsely accused and came out well. Don't live a life you are not proud of as a Christian, as a believer. It's not works. It's not like you are going to buy righteousness. No. I'm afraid of the kind of messages that we are hearing these days. That is why the church is not powerful again. It's made us so comfortable in iniquity and sin, and we don't care. That is why we are having these kind of marriages. That's why you can't find a wife you think that fits you. Meanwhile, you yourself too, you are not correct. I watch a clip where a certain lady, I mean, who said, "Onye correct kakra," and he wanted a husband, and he saw another person coming back. The person too did not look correct. He said, "No, me, I don't like a man like this. I want a man." I said, "The two of you, oh, you are not okay." When the church begins to pay attention to the word of the Lord and the life, you can't argue and say that God doesn't care. I will show you in the spirit to spirit service. If you go home, you can link to Facebook and watch. God is concerned. He's concerned about the life we are living. Okay, Pastor, this is the kind of life I am living. I don't need to impress God because God knows I'm a human being. Then why did he give us the scriptures? Why did God give us the scriptures? Why did God give us the Holy Spirit? Is the Holy Spirit going to dwell in us and lead us into unrighteousness? Is that the kind of spirit? No. The Holy Spirit is to help us. God knows that we have weaknesses. God knows that there are things that are stronger than our capacity. He said, "Holy Spirit, go and be with them. Help them. When they fall, help them together. When they fall, help them together. Teach them where to go. Teach them the path of." The Holy Spirit is to eventually, at the end of engaging our lives, release the fruit of the Spirit out of us. And may somebody become a new person this year. Oh, your amen is not strong. Yeah. "And according unto thy word, shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than you." Verse 41. "And Pharaoh said to Joseph, see, I have set thee over the land of Egypt." Godliness will bring you a mighty breakthrough. May it be unto you according to this word of God. The last one for today is that godliness secures durable riches. Yeah, durable riches. That's what you want. That's what we all want. In fact, if I said that when you leave this auditorium, everybody's receiving $1 million at a gate. My God, it's going to be wonderful. $1 million at a gate. Say, well, for $1 million. Not believe, you know, like cash. Take it, cash. Say, open your boot. Let me put the $1 million there. What do you think will happen? You will not have prayer topic again. Like, you are the one that is disturbing God all this while. So, in actual fact, one of the main problems of your life is l'argent. Don't pretend. It's like, that's the real deal. It's like, if I have $1 million, Pastor, stop teasing my spirit. If we did that next Sunday, this building will break. Because the people that will come to church, the people, they say, hey, I saw me, oh, quiet child, $1 million. So who won't go to such a church? Godliness secures true riches. Psalm 112, verse 1 to 10. Soft version. Let me read through and I end my teachings. Give the Lord a good clap offering. Soft version. Praise the Lord. How joyful are those who fear the Lord and delight in obeying his commands. Their children will be successful everywhere. Receive that blessing. Yeah, that is the fruit of the blessing of godliness. I pray that God empowers your spirit to live a godly life. Yeah. An entire generation of godly people will be blessed. Yes. They themselves will be wealthy. Who told you when you are holy, you'll be poor? Don't associate poverty to holiness. It is not true about scripture. I don't know who taught that those days. That the more you are poor, the more you are holy. For where? Not now. Not this scripture. It said, they themselves will be wealthy and their good deeds will last forever. Good deeds. Your righteous life must produce good deeds, not evil deeds. He said, light shines in the darkness for the godly. Yes. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be my light. When you quote that scripture, you need to find out. He said, light shines in the darkness for the godly. You see, when you are walking in godliness, it doesn't mean you won't fall into certain difficulties. Godliness can lead you into a wilderness life. Yes. But you will not be there forever. The Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights. And it's not against the will of God. It was the will of God. Godliness can lead you into the lion's den. A godly action can put you into a kind of a trouble. But be there. The Lord shall cause light to shine in your darkness. Godliness can lead you into the lion's den. Daniel kept to the life of godliness by sticking to praying to Jehovah. They took him, put him in the lion's den. The Lord was a light to him in the wilderness, in the lion's den. I see the Lord being a light for anyone. No matter the problem you are in, may the light of heaven shine on your behalf. In the name of Jesus. He said, they are generous, compassionate, and righteous. Yeah. He said, good comes to those who lend money generously and conduct their business affair. Verse 6. Such people will not be overcome by evil. Those who are righteous will be long remembered. Yes, a good name is better than riches. When you are righteous, Godliness gives you a good name, and your name will remain in generation to generation. He said that they do not fear bad news. They confidently trust the Lord to care for them. They are confident and fearless and can face their foes triumphantly. Verse 9, they share freely and give generously to those in need. Their good deeds will be remembered forever. They will have influence and honor. Let this be your own story. I said, let it be your own story. Now listen, he said, the wicked will see this and be infuriated. You will be so blessed that your enemies will be wondering, where did your blessing come from? They will say you are a Sikedro person, you are a Sakawa person, but they don't know that undergirding your prosperity is the life of godliness. They will grind their teeth in anger. May your enemies see you prosper and grind their teeth in anger. No. You will prosper whether they like it or not. I said you will prosper whether they like it or not. They will grind their teeth in anger and they will sling away their hopes thwarted. When you live a godly life, listen to the last one. When you live a godly life, no matter the plans the enemy raises against you, yes, you will pray about it. But your godly life has a force to spoil their plans. No plan of the enemy will affect you this year. If you believe that, say a big amen and give the Lord a good clap offering. I want you to close your eyes and put your hand on your heart and pray in 2 minutes that, Lord, I receive grace. I receive grace. The Bible said it's not by might, it's not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. The same God that says we should live a godly life is the same God that is ready to help us. Pray for help. Pray for help. Pray for help. Pray for help. Marakashatakabaya. Pray for help that no matter what, if even you fall, you will rise up. Lebra katakabahaya. Wherever your appetite is driving you to, that is ungodly. You want to pray that God himself will deliver you. You want to pray that you will have the strength to close the doors. You want to pray that you have the strength to bend the bridges. You want to pray that you have the strength to guard your thoughts. In the mighty name of Jesus, Revelo Santa Balabahaya, we give you praise and we give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name, receive the grace to love God. Receive the grace to walk in the path of righteousness. Receive the grace to think of purity and holiness. Receive the grace to love Jesus than ever before. In 2024, may you walk in the path of godliness all the days of your life. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen and amen.
The message you just listened to is from ICGC Charis Temple. To connect with us, you can like our page on Facebook at ICGC Charis Temple or follow us on Instagram and Twitter at ICGC Charis. We would like to hear of how God is blessing you through this podcast. To support this podcast, please click on the profile button and click on support. Thank you and God richly bless you.